Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Hey, we have a good show for you guys today. We talked about working out at home, circuit training, hip hop videos, mm-hmm. and
quarantine.
Of course, we talked about quarantine, but let's first tell you about Tommy John. Look, everybody's going to be home, right? You're just going to be lounging around. Now's the time to have that loungewear and that underwear that's like butter that we always tell you guys about.
Why would you not want to be comfortable when you're just sitting at home?
Yeah, what else do you have to dress up for? Now's the time to treat yourself and upgrade to a few pairs of Tommy John underwear. It's the softest, most breathable fabrics you'll ever wear. And, you know, that's because Tommy John obsesses over every little detail and stitch by using proprietary fabrics that perform like nothing you have ever worn before. So they are so confident in their underwear that if you don't love your first pair, you can get a full refund with their best pair you'll ever wear.
Or you're not going to want a refund. That's ridiculous. No. You're going to love it.
Yes. So go, you have a limited time now. Go to TommyJohn.com/FCOL. You'll get 20% off site-wide plus free shipping. That's TommyJohn.com/FCOL. 20% off.
For just $25, you get wine and gifts. Ace's favorite stuff or products from ACS. Every single month, you get the drink you choose. It's hard to beat. Stuff and booze. Adam's Monthly Nut. Adam's Monthly Nut.
You heard Dick. It's time for a new month of Adam's Monthly Nut. Get ready because March's shipment is one of the best nuts yet. You'll get 2 hand-rolled, Mark Garagos-approved, award-winning McAuliffe cigars delivered in a custom wood box. A Did You Feed the Dog calendar, so you'll never forget to not starve your dog. A pack of Sabel's chocolate chip cookies. 4 custom Delta Foo shot glasses, so you can make the most of your day wasted. And of course, a bottle of your choice. The $60 value is yours for only $25. Sign up for 1 month or keep the shipments coming. So prep your mail's box and get ready for Adam's Monthly Nut. Hurry, we will sell out.
Now on Podcast One, we present Murder in the Family.
True crime is stranger than fiction.
Hosted by Geraldo Rivera.
This talented actor, the years that follow these horrific crimes,
dynamic family bonds.
At one point, you hear this shot being fired.
Ultimately, it was classified as an accidental shooting.
Murder in the Family. Available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, and wherever podcasts are available.
What's up, everybody? It's For Crying Out Loud in the bunker.
In the bunker.
Welcome. Hey, by the way, before we start, let's talk. Hey, Stephanie, do you own and rent your home?
Yes, I do.
I know you do, and I know it's hard work. So, you know, by the way, you guys know it's easy. Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home now that you're quarantined. So you might as well get on top of all these things that you need to take care of. So go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Good job, Lynette.
Let's say hi to our premium or our fans or whoever we say hi to, you know, the the Ishan Vajpays and the
whores that pay us a lot of money to call them whores.
Yeah, the one that's the C word. What's her name?
Amy Hunt.
There you go.
Christy Robinson, what up, girl? Stephanie Stinker Rinker. Krista Stroop. What's up? Inner Hoop. Well, not much because she's quarantined. Jessica Crawford, what up, girl? What's your up, husband Jessica? Loves you, so we hate you. Carrie Berry, Randy May Ames, Still got too many names.
Too many names.
Kelly Brandt, Jacob Crowley. Hi, Jacob. Amanda Crittenden and Casey Howell. Angie Saldivar, Gabby Fonseca, Missy Schaefer, Rebecca Lubin, and Michelle McKibben. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, guys. Thank you guys so much. So we are recording now, obviously, from home. And I am sitting in the theater that I had to do de-Lysol. I wanted to put like a bomb, like one of those lice bombs in here because Adam works out of the theater. And now I'm scared because, you know, we talked about Adam's poor hygiene last week and not following the rules. So, you know, okay. All right, listen to this. So, you know, last week we talked about Adam not following the rules, you know, kind of leaving the house sometimes, going, I don't know, to the warehouse to do what, then comes back. And I talked about Natalia wanting to go for walks with her friends. Then she comes up with, so since last week, since we spoke last week, so Natalia, I think it was even on Monday after we recorded, she says, can I have two or three of my friends come over on Friday and just sit by the pool? Just go in the pool and we'll just swim and stay outside. I said, girl, what are you smoking? I didn't say that.
You thought it.
She wanted to bring, I thought that. I looked at her like, I said, absolutely not. No, it's fine. You know, and Natalia likes to push and push and push.
Right, right.
I said, okay, you know what? Let's call our pal, Dr. Bruce. Let's see what he says. She says, okay, because she loves Dr. Bruce. She's known him her whole life. I said, okay, let's call Dr. Bruce. So she calls him on my phone. She puts him on speaker. And it led into a impromptu family meeting with Dr. Bruce, me, Natalia, Adam, and Sunny.
Okay.
Yes. We were all there. And Bruce says, absolutely not, Natalia. Can you have your friends over? This is, you know, quarantine time. We have to follow the rules. I am working at the hospital every day. You guys talked to Dr. Bruce. I think you talked to him maybe before the quarantine or.
Yeah, because I talked to him because I went into the studio with Julie.
Right. Right. Oh, yeah. 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 Because he said, that was a very, very nice friend that she had in studio. She was, she's married to a cardiologist. Like, what am I talking about? Like she's married to a coach. Very, very.
I know Dr. Drew sweet. Got like so insecure about it. It was hilarious. I was like, all right, you're our guest, stupid.
Right. I know. Stu. Come on. See why he's Dr. Spaz.
Yes.
So Bruce is telling, I said, everybody needs to listen to this. So I called everybody in the hallway and I'm holding the phone. And Adam's standing there. And so, you know, he says, you know, this whole myth of the kids can't get it and blah, blah, blah. That's a, you know, it doesn't matter what your age is. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Like, this is a wild thing that we've never seen before in our lifetime. The doctors are trying to, you know, do the best we can of controlling it and keeping people healthy and blah, blah, blah. And I am, you know, Dr. Bruce is saying, I'm following the guidelines. I am having, my kids are quarantined. I'm quarantined. Everybody, you know, and unless I go to work, everybody is following the guidelines. Nobody's having friends by the pool. Nobody's, you know, nobody's leaving a house to go to the studio for a photo shoot or some shit. And one of the things he said is take your shoes off outside, leave the shoes outside when you come home. He said, and this is interesting because I heard another doctor say this. I think it was on Howard Stern's show that doctors, medical people are doctors, nurses are wanting to sleep in their car or get a hotel because they don't want to bring it home. They're afraid they're going to bring home the virus to their family. And so Natalia is listening to all this. She looks like she's seen a ghost and she did it. She changed her tune so fast. She's been great ever since.
Oh, and good.
Yes. And it was nice to hear an update from the doctor who's like, you know, he's at the ER and he's there. He's on the front line, spazzing out. And it was to hear an update coming from him. And it was nice for the kids to hear it, not from me, not from the news, and for Adam to hear it from the doctor. Then Adam has all these questions for Dr. Bruce, you know, like, and I walked away. It was we were on the phone with him for probably about, I would say, 10 minutes, you know, and he's given us the rundown. And then Adam has these questions. And then I walked away and Adam took the phone and was at. Then I went back to get the phone. And Adam's like, all right, you can't answer my question. Here's Lynette. Like,
oh, geez.
Don't yell at him. He's trying to, he's like, you can't answer. I'm asking him a specific question. He can't answer. He's a spaz. And, poor Bruce, can't get no respect. So after that impromptu meeting with Dr. Bruce on the phone, then Natalia says, okay, I'm calling. Like a couple hours later, she's like, I'm calling a family meeting. Oh, okay. So we hear that. Then we have dinner and I made dinner. This was Monday. I made dinner and I made the chicken, the baked chicken. And then Adam goes, yeah, where's Olga today? And I said, home. What do you mean? Where's Olga? She's home. I told her to stay home. And he says, no. And that was that. And I go, no, let her stay home. Don't. Did you hear what Dr. Bruce said? Quarantine. And then the next day I get a text. I'm on my way to you. Do you need anything? That's Olga.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. The little boy, he couldn't stand being without his nanny. Needed his nanny to come back. We were doing just fine until, you know, we had to go to the grocery store. That would have been a different story, but we were fine. And then he has to call Olga and get Olga back. And so
to do what?
Yeah, exactly. To make his meals the way he likes it, to make sure he's got his creamer. I don't know. I have no idea. You know, and he's like, I got laundry. I said, I'll do your laundry. I'll get your creamer. No. Olga's self-quarantined. She can come here. We're all one family. She's home with her daughter. She can come here. I said, okay, fine. So now we have Olga back. So then, like, the next day, Natalia comes, like, I don't know, she asks me something, and I said, I don't know, ask Daddy. And she went, looked for him, and he's not here. And she goes, he's not, I go, I don't know where he went. And she said, he's not home. And then we went and looked for his car was gone. He goes to the other warehouse shop, he calls it, that's close by here. That's kind of like his workshop, wood shop kind of thing. And I guess he went over there. Nobody's over there. So he went over there. But so now Natalia's like, I got like a sign up at the door. Take your shoes off before you come inside. Wash your hands. You know, we put soap at all the... So now Natalia, I love it because she's taking this thing very seriously. She's helping me make sure that, you know, everybody's following the rules. And so she called. So then she's looking for Adam. She can't find him. So she had an ass full of Adam leaving. So she called a family meeting. And I took a picture of it. Like, so she printed out. She did it like, I guess, dance moms do, where there's a pyramid. There's a pyramid of the pictures of everybody. If you're doing poorly, you're at the bottom of the pyramid. So there's like...
stealing this, by the way. Yeah.
Oh my God. It's hilarious. I have a picture of it. So she printed out a picture of everybody off the internet. And then she called the fan. So this was like now the next night. So Olga is here now.
I like the fact that she doesn't have any family actual photographs. She has to print them off the internet.
Right. She prints them off the internet. She got a whiteboard. She wrote like the agenda. She printed out a agenda of the family meeting. I'll put this up on our I swear I'm going to do this up on our Instagram.
She's a genius.
I know. Because you should see the picture she printed out. It was perfect. So she put like, okay, so there's one, two, three at the bottom, three, four, five. There's the people at the bottom, and she included Phil, by the way.
Perfect. Yeah. How's Phil's behavior? How's Phil?
Phil did a lot better than Adam, I believe. Because Phil just does nothing but sleep all day. He's self-quarantined.
Right, right.
So she put us, she covered the photo. So she put them up on the window. She put everything up. First of all, she wanted to write on the window with a marker, like one of the markers that you can erase on the whiteboard. Mm-hmm, I said, no, go find a whiteboard. You got nothing else to do. We have them. Go look for them. So she found the way. So she took the pictures, printed them on my printer. And by the way, using our, you know, like ink, printer ink now is like gold for us over here because Adam's printing shit every day for his show. Sonny and I are printing things for Adam and his show, his rundown, his ads, everything. Like Sonny's become Adam's little assistant.
Wow.
Yeah. It's nice because I don't have to like be on top of it. Like Sonny's running. So the guys are copying me and Sonny and, in case Sonny misses it. And I, you know, so anyway, we're printing everything. So Natalia puts the pictures up in color and then she covers each picture before the meeting. So then we call a meeting and she's like, she goes, all right. So she like pulls everybody's like the cover off, and the picture of Adam was hilarious because it's like Adam's headshot with his like one eyebrow up, like look. And she pulls it, she goes, one of the worst in the house, and she pulls the thing off and it's Adam.
Oh my God,
Adam was laughing really hard. And then the best at the top was Olga. She rips the thing off and it's a picture of Olga like looking down, like somebody took a picture by accident. And like when somebody accidentally calls you on the phone or looks like she had her phone in her hand and she looked down and she took a picture. That's the picture It looks like. So Olga looks like she's looking at us in disgust. She's looking down at us in disgust. She goes, Olga's doing the best because Olga's out bringing us groceries and cooking us food and she's wiping everything and alcoholing everything down and showing me how to clean everything. And I was second best, but I, you know, because I can't go to the grocery store. Olga got the best. And then the picture of Sonny, she rips off and Sonny's like, wow, where'd you get that picture? Like, that's the only, she goes, any questions? Sonny raises his hand. Yeah, I like that picture. Where's that picture from? That's his only question. Sonny did better than Natalia put herself at the bottom next to Adam because she's been
acting
for friends. She went for a walk with her friend in the beginning. Yeah. So she's had a poor attitude, she said, but now she's changed her ways and she wants everybody to change their ways. So
good for her.
Yes. Yeah. And it was really.
Well, we've been doing pretty well. Last night, we did order some takeout. So that was our first time in 2 weeks. And because LB's been so sad about not having Chipotle. Yeah. So since lots of people have said, oh, it's not airborne and this and that, you just have to be careful with the packaging. Mm-hmm. We went ahead and did that. But other than that, for some reason, when it comes to going to the grocery store, John's wants to be like in charge of that.
Yeah.
It's good, except that here's the problem. So, you know, there's certain things as you and I have complained about, you know, that it's really hard for them to understand where certain things are that are so obvious to us. And I'm not talking about clam sauce. I'm talking about simple things like and I told John that he had to get us candy.
Uh-huh.
And he was kind of laughing at me, which was annoying. Because like, if you don't understand that that's a necessity, and plus the fact that right now I'm eating sugar, so you know I'm eating a lot of sugar, and I don't need to be shamed for it. Like, there's a few pleasures to be had during quarantine.
Right.
So I try to tell John, like, okay, so, you know, get us for sure chocolate, and, you know, have something in my mind that I want.
Right.
Which was the Dove, which was something that LB and I had bought at CVS recently, which was Dove chocolate in a variety pack. Yes. So that's what I wanted. That's what I had in my head, but I wasn't specific enough because I expected him to, read my mind of my candy taste. But anyway, so I get the text, you know, when he's been at the grocery store for a while, where's the chocolate? Where's the chocolate? Like, that shouldn't be that hard to find. Okay, so I tell him where the chocolate is. I tell him it's in the snack aisle. You know, you
should be able
to find. Okay, so then he says, okay, I found the chocolate, so we're good. And I'm like, oh, okay, great. Then I text him, though, because I'm like, he's not going to understand this on his phone. I say, hey, make sure you get some sour stuff. And then I think, okay, we're good, right?
Right.
So he comes home and he, you know, brings, oh, and anybody that, I think women will understand this and men won't. But I asked him, I eat the same thing for breakfast every day of my life. And I've told you this before, but I don't expect you to remember, but I eat cream of wheat cereal.
Mm-hmm.
It comes in a little packet, a little variety, not a variety pack, a little packet.
Yeah.
And I put in fresh blackberries and some milk and a tiny bit of brown sugar. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's my breakfast every day. I've been doing it for years and I've been out of the cream of wheat.
So I'm like,
you're going to the grocery store. Okay. I need you to get me cream of wheat. And I describe what it is. I go, just get me cream of wheat. It comes in little packets, little individual packets, and it's where all the hot cereal is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then he comes home and he's brought me oatmeal, which I don't eat. It's not. And then he argues with me. Well, it's the same thing.
No.
This seems like a total Adam. This seems like an Adam type of argument. He's like, it's the same thing. It's cream of wheat. I'm like, no, it's not the same thing. I have a ton of oatmeal in the house and I don't want oatmeal. That's not what I'm craving right now. That's not what I eat.
Oh.
It's like, I'm the bad guy.
I'm
super snickety about, you know.
Uh-huh.
He's like, oh, well, I thought that was the same thing. Okay, well, it's not the same thing. And I get to be disappointed. And by the way, where's our sour stuff?
Right.
You didn't tell me you wanted sour candy. Yes, I did. I texted it to you. Well, no, you didn't. We'll check your phone. Oh, well, I didn't see that because you'd answer after you answered about the chocolate. I didn't see that. And here's the thing. Like, life is not enjoyable without sour candy.
I know. And when you go to the grocery store and you're checking out, you're bored, right? So like they're sitting there doing their thing. They're passing the beep, beep. Don't you look down at your phone?
Of course you do.
That's the worst. The worst is when you send somebody a text like you're craving something and then they get home. You go, where is it? And they go, oh, I didn't see your text until after I left.
Yeah, exactly.
That's horrible.
So now I feel like I need to go back out to CVS and stock up on the actual candy that we need. And no one's going to understand that.
Right.
People are going to think that I'm just out ignoring the quarantine to get non-essentials. And they're not going to understand that sour candy is an essential.
You know, it'd be funny if you got pulled over and you were on TMZ. And it's like Stephanie Wilder Taylor got pulled over for buying cream of wheat. A non-essential.
I think people would understand my pain. You know, I think society would understand that I had to risk everybody's health for sour candy and cream of wheat. Come on, people.
Come on. Heart. Well, I'm proud of you guys that you got your first takeout last night. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Where'd you get takeout from?
Chipotle.
Oh, Chipotle. All right. Yeah.
Poor Elby was craving it. I mean, you know, it's pretty cute to her face when we told her that she was getting Chipotle. I mean, she almost cried tears of joy.
Oh my God.
She won an Academy Award.
Elby and Sonny should get married with their Chipotle. They have Chipotle at their wedding.
Oh my God.
You know, it's funny because when we did our show last week, you said something about, you wanted to order from someplace else because you're just worried about places with the food that has the food out, like Chipotle or Subway.
Right.
And that stuck with me. And so then I made the rule. I was like, okay, we can order, but no Chipotle. Like, you know, I don't want to get it from a place where the food is sitting out.
I mean, that's how I feel too, but I let myself do, I don't know.
But you let up on it. You talk to people and it's okay.
I mean, how do we really know for sure? But it seems to be okay. But then I don't think we can know that because, you know, supposedly it is just airborne and it has to be sitting in the air, but then a whole bunch of people got sick somewhere, I want to say like Washington, after they got together before the quarantine was that serious. They got together to do a choir practice, and everybody apparently was like washing their hands and nobody was hugging or touching each other. Mm-hmm. And, but out of 60 people that went to this thing, 45 of them have corona and a couple of them died.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
So now they're thinking maybe it, you know, hangs in the air for longer than we think, or, right. you know, just that it's yeah. just highly, highly contagious.
Right. Right.
So I don't know.
Well, I mean, like I talked to Dr. Bruce last night, just because I like to talk to him once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes he calms my nerves. Sometimes he makes me even more nervous. It just depends on which way the wind's blowing with him.
Mm-hmm.
But he said that, you know, it's we're noticing a lot of people. I don't know how they're noticing or what, but he says a lot of it is touching your face, touching your hands, touching your face, touching something, and then touching your hands, touching your face. That's what he said.
Sometimes, you know, I like to just walk around my neighborhood and touch my face all the time just to bother people.
All I do. Right. I know. I went next
door. What?
I went next door and I shook hands with everybody, and then I rubbed my face and licked my hands just to be defiant.
I mean, did you see a while ago those people that were doing the like coronavirus? They were like licking airplane toilet seats.
Yeah, I heard
about
that.
TikTok or Instagram or whatever, one of these fucking things. Right. And one of them has corona now.
Oh, what a surprise.
What an idiot.
Idiots.
I don't know what time it is, but I think we should do our yeah. one ad, our one mid-show ad.
Yay, our one ad.
It's kind of perfect for right now for how all the stress everybody's feeling.
Right. You know what? We brought this home. Califor CBD powder, okay, is what it is. And it comes in a little pouch, which is really nice. It's discreet. So it's not like those CBD, you know, CBD oils always, they're usually the oil or the drop on the tongue and all that kind of stuff. And mm-hmm. it's like a mess. This was really nice because it just comes in a little pouch. You just rip it open and you could pour it in your tea, your coffee, your drink, whatever it is. And it was, I liked it a lot better than just the typical dropper or the whatever. Mm-hmm. So I liked it, you know, I tried it and it just made my body feel less achy. I noticed, and I just, the stress, it just helped me, you know, de-stress and de-realize. It just, I don't know. It's a nice.
Did it taste like anything?
No, didn't taste like anything. Didn't have any kind of weird residual taste. It wasn't like, it didn't taste like anything.
Oh, that's good.
At all. Yeah, it was nice. And it gave you the benefits of CBD in just 15 minutes, which is twice as fast as CBD oil. Which is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Califor.
You want results fast, especially when you're like, you know, sitting yeah. at home.
Right.
Stressing out.
Yes. Time just ticks.
I want to feel better right away.
That's right. Well, then you can try califor.com/FCOL. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code FCOL at trycaliper.com/FCOL. Califor is so sure you'll love the product, they'll even offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's trycaliper.com/FCOL. Don't forget the promo code FCOL for 20% off your first order. Hey, you know, speaking of time, like going by slow, I was listening to, so Howard, I know I talk about Howard all the time because it's all I listen to now, because the guy is like, he's got all this wealth of information. He's got all these world-renowned doctors on his show, and then he's also paranoid, so it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
But he had Alec Baldwin on because he thinks Alec Baldwin is the most miserable guy right now because he's older. He's an older guy. He's, I don't know how old he is. He's like in his upper 50s, I think. And he's got like four kids at home under the age of six and under. And so he's like, he must be miserable. And it's funny because I was listening to the interview, and and Alex said the same thing that you and I say all the time, that like when you have little kids, it's like, you look at the clock, you get up really early, and then you do all these things. You take them to the park, you come home, you have breakfast, you have lunch, this, that, have a bath. And then, you know, it's like you look at the clock and it's only 11:30 a.m.
Yes. That's what every day is like.
Yes. Time ticks by very slow.
But I am happy that I don't have very young kids, because I do feel the age that it would really suck is like, and I know we're talking to a lot of our listeners, but I feel like the age of like 6, 7, 8.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because or even 4 or 5, little toddlers. The age where it doesn't really matter is babies, where they don't know the difference if they're on a walk around the block or at the park. Right. They don't care. Right.
They don't care. Well, they don't know where they are. But with the kids that go to school and like look forward to that kickball every day and have to get, you know, want to see their friends and
Also for the parents that look forward to their kids going to school every day.
I know.
You know, where you're like, I remember back in the day where you just did not, holidays were horrible. Like where you were like, Martin Luther King, why does he have to have a birthday every year? That's ridiculous.
I know. Why do we have to stay home? Fucking President's Day.
Can't we celebrate him by going to school? Like, I don't understand. Like, you know, just where certain holidays creep up on you and you're like, what? President's Day? Come on. This has to be a 4-day weekend. Come on. Can we celebrate them in 1 day like regular people?
Right. Oh my God. I know those days are over. Thank God. I feel for the parents that have to go through this. It's just got to be miserable.
Yeah. I just remember feeling like holidays are not holidays for me. They're holidays. I don't know who they're holidays for. I guess people that don't have kids.
Right.
But yes. And now, of course, it is different. But I will say that, like, and I say this knowing that my kids can probably hear me recording, but, but you know, they were really upset about the last week when we spoke. I think I was telling you that Sadie had this kind of what I felt was outrageous Zoom schedule. I mean, it was a lot. She was basically having a regular school day every day. So 8:45, she had to be on the Zoom, and then every class was an hour, and they had to be there for the whole class all day, and it got out at 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And they had.
Let me tell you, Stephanie, she has been on my mind since last Monday. I mean, every time I walk into my kids' rooms and I see them doing their homework or whatever, they're doing whatever, my heart. Great. I don't know how I want to know like an update on how she's doing.
So she's doing much better. So here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So they got Friday off because the teachers and the principal of the school got together to try to fix this. Apparently they were getting other complaints besides me and my friend.
Mm-hmm.
But this is super annoying. I hope they're not listening. But so a couple of moms that I know that I'm friends with the moms that their kids already go to this new school that Sadie started.
Mm-hmm.
I texted them and both moms were like, oh, I think I said, God, what do you guys think about this aggressive schedule? Crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And both of them separately, obviously they're not together, were like, oh, we're kind of liking it. One of the moms said, oh, well, I guess maybe because I'm working full time. Like it's really great that my daughter has something to do all day. Okay, first off, fuck you. Secondly, then the other mom was like, yeah, well, I'm working full-time right now too, so it's kind of good. But I guess I could see if I wasn't working full-time, I'd want more family time. Okay. So that's whatever. But that gave me a false view, I think.
Right.
I started thinking, oh my God, I guess everybody's fine with this.
Well, no, but you know what? No, Stephanie, no. Here's the thing. You have twins. You have one kid doing one schedule, another kid doing another schedule, and then another kid doing another schedule. So you have, you know, I mean, Xander's schedule is like completely different than Sadie, right?
Right, exactly, yes.
So you have something to compare it to. They don't, you know what I mean? And I guess if there's, you know, I gotta say, like Suzanne, whose works full time, she's working from home. She texts me sometimes. I text her back like this, like answers. You know, she asked me like 3 things, and I'm going on and on and on. I'm like, hello, like she's like, I'm really busy. I can't talk right now. Like she's very, very busy. Like she's home all day on the phone, on the computer, while her daughter is in the other room doing her schoolwork. So I guess, like, I guess people that have a full schedule,
right,
you know,
right,
like with bosses that are going, where is that presentation, you know, that kind of stuff. Like, I guess that, you know, maybe it is better to have a somebody that's doing something all, like, if you have a kid, maybe it is better that they're in a room.
Well, no matter, because my update is that they did fully change the schedule. So starting today, we are hashtag blessed that Sadie has school. She Mondays, they have three classes. So it goes from 8:45 to 1:30, but with 45 minutes for lunch, and each class is an hour. But then Tuesdays, it ends at 11:30. So it's from 8:45 to 11:30, two classes. Each of them are like an hour and 15 minutes. And then no school. And so that repeats Tuesday. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, block schedule like that. And then no school on Fridays.
Oh.
It's just for free, you know, finish your assignments or whatever. So that's going to be so great, because it's kind of the best of both worlds. It's like she actually does have, you know, something to do every day. Right. And sort of some parameters, but also lots of more free time.
Right. That's nice. That's good.
Elby has been doing well, but she had, so last week I put this on the Reel It In page. We had a little thing because, so she has one actual Zoom class that, and now one of her teachers is, another one of her teachers is doing them too, but it was every day at 10. And one day she slept through it, and then the next day she slept through it, and I got really mad.
Oh my gosh. That's so unlike Elby.
So unlike Elby. And you know, that girl is such a go-getter. I mean, she still comes in and tells me, oh, I got, you know, I got this grade, or she's still very into her schoolwork and makes sure it stays up late to do it, to get it all done. But I think I was just feeling stressed out too, and I've had that feeling that we all get where I was like, I can't police everybody all the time.
I know.
Like, I can't be in charge of waking everybody up, and that if I don't wake people up, they're just going to sleep, you know?
Right. I know.
I got mad about it and was like, I'm going to take away your phone after 10 o'clock at night if you can't like wake up in the morning. And then she got mad at me and was like, fine, that's fine. Take it away then.
Oh, I hate when they do that.
Yeah. So then I wrote about it on the board, and a bunch of people were like, yeah, you got to take away your phone if you said you were going to, but I did not. Because like,
you're just like me.
So yeah, because I was still feeling pissy, and I heard her in her room, like hanging out with her friends on the FaceTime and enjoying life. Pissed me off. So I texted her, hey, you have to come out and, empty the dishwasher, you know.
Oh.
I was like, she's gonna have fun. She can come out. She can do her chores and have fun.
Right.
So, I'm sorry that Penelope is barking in the backyard.
That's okay.
Quarantine life. Hashtag quarantine life.
Right.
So, I text her and she doesn't answer. So now I'm like really getting pissy.
Oh no, she did.
No. Yeah. Oh yes, she did. So I go in her room and I open the door and I'm like, "Did you get my text?" And I roll my eyes at her. Like a teenager, like I'm 15. And then she looks back at me and she's like, no.
And then rolls her eyes.
Then I said, well, I texted you. So she looks at her phone and she goes, oh, okay. And then she came out still pissy and emptied the dishwasher and grabbed her clothes that needed folding and putting away. And then went back in her room. And then like 2 hours later, she came out like absolutely nothing happened.
Right.
Because it really didn't.
I mean, right.
You're so stupid.
I know.
Nothing really happened. So she came out and then was like, hi, mom. And then we were, everything was totally fine. And you know.
That's a nice thing about teenagers from what I've seen. Mad at them. And then, you know, you're pissed and they're pissed. And then like 3 hours later, it's like, what's for lunch?
Yeah.
Everything's back to normal. Look at my TikTok.
Yeah. And then it would have seemed so stupid to, and she, it turned out that she didn't have school on Friday. They were having a, you know, so it would have been really overkill. Like I would have been being very extra to go, give me your phone.
Right.
You're
right.
Getting up, young lady, even though she has not, anyway.
Yeah. So do you get up in the morning still and give them breakfast and all that? Are you still like trying to?
I don't give them breakfast, no, but we have, I provide options in the house for them to get themselves some breakfast.
Yes.
We have been, I will tell you what we've been doing. We've been working out every day, kind of as a family. Mm-hmm. I have to try to talk them into it, but doing, you know, like classes off of YouTube.
Yes.
Or you off have these. Anything? So we've been doing this Pop Sugar workout. Uh-huh. This we've been doing this circuit training workout on Pop Sugar. If you just look up circuit training,
mm-hmm. Writing that down,
boot camp. It's like a circuit training boot camp
mm-hmm.
with this guy with like super flat hair. You'll know what I mean when you see it. He's okay. Got kind of like chin length hair, like a okay. chin length bob. That's really weird.
Okay.
Okay, so we've been doing that one, and then we've been doing this other Pop Sugar hip-hop workout, which is really fun.
Oh, I love that. Okay.
Uh-huh. And the more you do it, it's kind of hard to follow at first, but the more you do it, the easier. Like, now I feel like a hip-hop dancer. It's pretty fun.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. When they do the hip-hop dance class, uh-huh. do they play? What kind of music do they play?
Oh, it's terrible. What you have to do, it's yeah. like, because it's Pop Sugar. They don't have any music clearance. It's not, right. it's not Cardi B.
Yeah,
like it's,
I know.
It's like, you have to that. Put on your own music in the background.
So that's what you do. You put your own music. You don't listen to them.
I put on Apple Music and I put on the Iggy Azalea radio station.
Okay. Iggy Azalea. I'm totally going to do this. So you just don't listen. You just watch the workout and follow along with it, like on mute, listening to your own music.
I don't mute it. I just keep the sound down sort of okay. lower so okay. I can still hear him talking. But okay. I mean, once you've done them a few times, you don't even really need
right,
them
right.
talking.
Right. So you do the same one then.
We actually have this running joke, though. Okay, so the hip hop one mm-hmm. is, I guess it's some woman named Deja's okay. like normal workout. So she had this guy who I can't remember the guy's name, but he's coming in to guest. But we make jokes all the time because he's totally kissing Deja's ass the whole time. He's always like, oh, I've known Deja for years. Oh, thank you, Deja, for having me. Deja's got it going. Oh, look at Deja. We're like, shut up. Give a shit about Deja.
No cares. Oh my gosh. That's hilarious. I want to yeah. see that. You guys got to videotape that. Put that up on our Instagram.
Oh, okay.
I want to see that. I love hip hop classes. I love hip. We've talked about this before, but I love, so I've gone on to YouTube to look for hip hop classes, but every one, it's like, I know they don't have the clearance, so they can't play the music. I did find one though that does the she teaches you step by step, and she's got two dancers behind her of what's her name, Beyonce. If you like it, then you should have put a ring on it. So uh-huh. that video, you know how it's in black and white, and she's doing her dance. So they teach uh-huh. you step. By step of most of the video. And I did that.
Really?
Yeah, I did this like before the surgery. I was trying to stay in shape, looking for different things to do.
Oh.
And it was fun. But I mean, it was hard because, you know, it's Beyonce's moves. But it sucks because you don't get to hear the song. Like you have to have good, for me, you have to have good music. But
I think it's all about the music.
Oh, yeah.
That is definitely the one thing that's hard about the Pop Sugar stuff. It's like they have no music clearance. Right. So, you know.
Nobody does. I mean, as far as I could tell on YouTube. But yeah. And then I look at like, did you see the Imagine song?
The Gal Gadot.
Yes.
Yeah.
What'd you think of that?
Well, some of it I was like, well, these people aren't that bad, but I think that I'm really losing touch with who celebrities are because I didn't know, I couldn't recognize half the people.
I mean, neither. Me neither.
I was just like, okay, this person's random. Right. I don't know. I don't know if they should be a good singer or they shouldn't be. I don't even know who it is. Put right. Chiron the name under it so that yes. I know, oh, this person should be able to sing better than this.
Right. You know, Sarah Silverman was, I know, like it was like, I only recognize like Sarah Silverman and Will Ferrell. That's about it. And yeah, the guy from 50 Shades of Grey, I think.
Oh, Christian. Yeah. Oh, no, that's the guy's name in the thing. The
guy's name in real
Jamie.
Life.
Jamie. Jamie's something?
Jamie Dalton, Walton?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
So the funny thing about Sarah Silverman is that she does think she can sing.
I know.
So that's not like her just being uninhibited and like, I know I don't have a good voice, but no, she loves to sing and shit.
Mm-hmm, I know. I know.
I do think she fancies herself a singer.
She did a performance, I remember, on an award show where she like, did a number, and at the very end she like, you know, she does the big finish and then everybody applauds, and then she does that thing where that dancers do where she's huffing and puffing, like you see her chest going in, you know like when somebody does a number on stage and then
yes
and then they pose and then you see yes. them breathing trying to yeah. catch the breath, like she over exaggerated it. I thought that was really funny, but yeah. Yeah, I don't know that. Like, how that what that chick do to get all the celebrities? And what'd she do? Just edit together? You know what I mean? Like, did she go to their age? Like, what? I don't get it. I don't understand.
I know. Is she just friends with all those people? And then she was like, send me a video of you singing this and I'll put it yeah. all together?
Right. Like, here's your part. Imagine there's no heaven. Just say that. You know? How does that work? Maybe you should do that.
I know. I was thinking the same thing though. I was like, wow, that seems like a lot of editing. And mm-hmm. then I was like, well, what the hell else is she doing? I guess.
Exactly. What else has she got going on?
Yeah. Because, you know, I told you I started that new podcast and I was,
yes.
It's still not out on Apple Music yet. It should be this week. Okay. I don't know how long it takes. It takes a while.
And it's called
Kaylin, have you seen people start podcasts and do you know how long it takes?
No, I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. A lot of help you are. I mean, podcast expert.
You can just put it up whenever you want to.
No, it doesn't. But when you first make a podcast and it gets given to Apple Music, they don't put it on iTunes or Apple Podcasts for, it takes a week to 10 days to get it approved. And put up.
I've actually never started a podcast on my own, so I'm not sure how long it's up.
Yeah. And then once it's going, as soon as you post it, it should take only a couple of hours.
So right. Stephanie, when you were saying like you edit, so do you have to do editing and all that? Like, is
yeah,
that?
I had to learn how to edit a podcast. Yeah.
Wow.
It took me all day mm-hmm. and I'm still like, you know, John, but I mean, because John is like, takes things like that seriously. He'll yeah. watch videos. He actually learns how to do it. And then, so my version of learning how to do it is John explaining to me what he learned.
Right. Right.
And putting together a template for me. But I did, I challenged myself to try not to get frustrated by technology.
I do too. I get in a bad, I'm good at it at least. I mean, I don't know if I would be good at, I mean, I don't know about all that, but I'm the tech I was thinking about, like, I'm the tech person in this house. So
right.
if the printer goes down and like I want it to, cause I hate it. I hate that printer with all my being,
uh-huh.
but I don't know why we have it. I remember asking Dylan a couple years ago, we need a new printer at home. Can you research? He found this one. Like, dude, I don't need to print Instagram and Snapchat. Like, it's got all this bells and whistles that I don't, I just want it to print. Like,
right.
like that's it. Just print my Tommy John. That's all I need. Like, I don't need it. So it does all the stuff that I don't give a shit about.
Right.
Anyway, and I want to kick Dylan in the nuts every time I have to use it. But I was thinking, if that thing goes down, I'm going to have to order one, have it shipped here, de-germ it.
Right. Yeah. You there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah. I lost you for a second.
Yeah, sometimes this thing goes in and out. Oh, very. Your internet connection is.
Oh, geez. Well, you know what? We could end this episode anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I need to tell you guys though, before we end.
Hold on.
Thank you for our Patreon listeners who have been still supporting us, like our amazing community.
I love our community. I love all of our, I love them.
Yeah. And by the way, people have been using stuff from our community.
That's nice. Awesome.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And so I'll give a couple of our plugs. Listen to Sarah Dean's podcast, The Shameless Mom Academy. Okay. Mm-hmm. There's something you can do. Check it out. You have no excuse right now. Go to shamelessmom.com. Also, I know for a fact somebody got a hold of Kate Marengo and was getting some interior decorating advice.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I love to hear that. Oh, that's nice.
Interiorchicago.com /interior-design for Kate Marengo. Right now, you're probably having a lot of sexy time or no sexy time. But either way, go to velvetswing.com. And check out Sandra Green's friend's special CBD topical that makes your loins tingle. That's velvetswing.com. Corrine Hayes, she has that charity for Prader-Willi syndrome. So that's to raise money for clinical trials. That's always pinned to the top of our Reel It In page.
Yeah.
And Sammy Allison is our listener. She is promoting her client, Samantha Hale, who's a friend of mine, her comedy album, Only Happy When It's Raining Men. And also, I just want to do a personal plug for my friend Bonnie McFarlane, who's also been on our show many years ago, but she has an album out too, and it's super hilarious. It's called Bird Calls. So if you have Apple Music, which I do, you can just download these for free.
What
a great way to kill an hour listening to a comics album.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Ulysses this week is doing a shout out for Bread for the City. And the mission of Bread for the City is to help Washington, D.C. residents living with low income to develop their power to determine the future of their own communities. They provide food, clothing, medical care, and legal and social services to reduce the burden of poverty. And this is a charity rating has of almost 93%.
That's awesome. Nonprofit.
Bread for the City.
Bread for the City. I love that. Thank you, Ulysses. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. All right. So let's thank you guys support. I love to hear that everybody's supporting each other. So support our sponsors. Go to Geico. Check out them. Go to Califer CBD. If you want your CBD, you got to go to trycalifer.com/FCOL. And Tommy John, as always, go to TommyJohn.com. All right. Well, that was another show. Done.
Yep. Thanks, everybody. See you guys Friday.
Bye. Oh, you're a parent now.
Don't F it up.